Hey, guys, you're listening to the Day Tripper Podcast, episode 18. We'll be talking about Christmas lights. After all, December. Merry Christmas to all you guys. We're officially past Thanksgiving, so I feel like I can start telling people Merry Christmas. All this stuff with, like, I mean, Christmas started in June or something this past year.
I know. I don't get this.
It was terrible. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us. Let's get the show started. All right, so this podcast is brought to you guys by Hat Creek Burger Company. Of course, we couldn't do it without those guys. And if you haven't gone to Hat Creek in the month of November or December and gotten the Day Tripper Taco, well, then you haven't had a proper breakfast.
I agree.
This thing is awesome. It's only $2.99, and a dollar of it goes to support Brookwood in Georgetown, otherwise known as Big. It helps disabled adults find meaningful work. It's got eggs, bacon, y'all ready for this? Fried chicken, verde salsa, pepper jack cheese, avocado. Oh, dude, it's amazing. Todd was there. I tried every taco combination known to man, including yogurt and strawberries, and that was disgusting.
It was very
disgusting. But we
finally
settled on this one, and it's great. Also, that's every morning till 10:30 at the Georgetown location. And I got to mention Dollar Beer Night at Hat Creek. That it is Strangeland Brewing out of West Austin. It is some of the best craft beer I've had, and it's only a dollar a pint.
It's really good.
Thursday nights, a dollar a pint for craft beer. That same craft beer, I guarantee you, is in East Austin somewhere for $6 a pint. Anyway, Hat Creek Burgers, thank you guys so much for your support and making this whole thing happen. So, Todd, I should say, we've got a very lonely podcast today. It is just Todd White and I here in the studio.
Howdy.
We'll pipe in some stuff of Richie being cynical and Kelly being joyful maybe into this to kind of get the conversation going.
I think we could. I could even do Richie's intro.
See, we get to dog Richie when he's not here. Oh, man.
And then Kelly. Meow.
Meow. Oh, snap. Yep, that's pretty much it. Anyway, we are well-researched, well-knowledgeable about our topic today, which, of course, is Christmas lights. But what have you guys been doing? Or you. There are no
I'm
you guys.
I'm looking around the room going, where's everybody else? All right, so since the last time we recorded the podcast, I took a vacation. That was an odd thing to do, but...
Yeah, it was. Todd gone from the office.
Took a vacation and did Halloween in Disney World. It was awesome.
Brave man.
Family went, and we took a five-year-old grandbaby down there and exposed her to that, and it was really, really cool. You know, there's that whole debate about when you go at that age, will they remember or not? I think there's memories that were there that were wonderful. I don't know how much she'll remember of it. I know some of the Disney stuff was a little scary, you know? Some of the rides, I mean, Peter Pan kind of freaked her out a little bit.
You know, that's entry-level right there.
It is entry-level, but...
Well, no, wait, Peter Pan, I remember you go up high, and, like, you see the whole town, like, you're flying.
You do, and so
that
there's...
That one is a little freaky, I guess.
But there's this perspective thing about being in a boat without being enclosed.
Being chased by a little boy in green tights. Terrifying.
Of course, and the alligator. But that was a blast. So Halloween and Disney does it right for Halloween. It was awesome. And
that's
then
cool.
Sulphur Springs. We have been filming one of our episodes for
that's
the
right.
February block.
You probably didn't know a whole lot about Sulphur Springs before we went there.
All I knew was they had a glass enclosed bathroom, and we were going to go fishing.
On the courthouse lawn.
Yeah.
On the courthouse lawn.
Exposed.
I mean, you were sitting there doing your business with a full view of the courthouse lawn. And what's hilarious to me is the chess set is right outside the window. So if someone was playing chess, you...
That's awkward.
I mean, they're right there. Oh, it's weird. Oh, it's fun, though. Yeah.
But that was cool. And it was really surprising. The courthouse and the square in Sulphur Springs was beautiful. I wasn't expecting that.
It is. Sulphur Springs is a great northeast Texas town. Love it. Absolutely beautiful.
And then when I'm not doing Day Tripper, I'm doing a lot of photo shoots as well.
Hanging out with models all over the world, doing all kind of fashion shoots. So one cool thing happened this past weekend was Spirit Fest Austin. If you guys are listening to Spirit 105.9 here in the Austin area, I don't know how wide their range is, but they hosted an awesome concert here at the Del Diamond in Round Rock, and I got to go on stage, intro some bands, got to do the morning show with those guys, got to meet one of my favorite artists, period, David Crowder.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Texas boy. Got a beard as big as Texas.
Out of Waco.
Yeah. That's where he cut his chops. I learned this, though. Actually born in Texarkana.
Really?
He was born and raised in Texarkana. And, of course, went to Waco, kind of started off his career, then has left us to go to Atlanta. But I think he's back now. He was at Lou Giglio's church out there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He might be back. Not entirely sure. But anyway, he was awesome. And I gifted him a Day Tripper hat, which he wore on stage for the show.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to watch him walk out.
Day Tripper trucker.
I'm sure he has no idea what the Day Tripper is or who we are, but he liked the hat nonetheless. The brown Day Tripper trucker hat.
One of my favorites, too.
Yeah. Then another thing, I got to be involved with the Save Texas History group out of the General Land Office. So I went up to a reception where they raise money for all of the antique maps they own. So the General Land Office, based, you know, it's a public office, but they have all the maps of Texas, like all the original maps of Texas. We're talking like some of them I've heard are 500 years old, and they're 10 feet wide. And so they keep them in these drawers that anyone who handles them has to put on white gloves, and they pull these giant filing cabinet drawers out, and you'd sit there and look at these maps. Of course, you know, no one had Google Maps at that point, so Texas is all cockeyed, and the Rio Grande isn't right, but the fact that those maps didn't get just lost to time or burn up or, you know, drowned in a shipwreck is amazing, and the land office does really good work to keep them
and
preserved.
Where is that again?
In Austin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Austin. George P. Bush is our land commissioner right now, so I got to meet him, talk to him about Stetson hats and all that.
You know, there's
stuff.
Some really cool maps and documents that have been preserved over time that are just fun to go see and to look at. Like when we were filming in Baytown and the San Jacinto Monument.
Oh, yeah,
down in the basement, they had that library down there with all those documents and stuff. That was really cool.
See, I was actually doing something else when y'all went and did that. And I was jealous because y'all were looking at things signed by Sam Houston, signed by Santa Anna,
mm-hmm.
and the maps that they have at the land office, kind of the same thing, just incredible things, incredible stuff. That was a pretty short catch-up. Usually we go around the room for another 15, 30 minutes.
I know.
But let's talk about what's
While
happening
you've been
in
listening
Texas.
To this podcast, lots of stuff's been going on in the Lone Star State. This is Meanwhile in Texas.
So I don't know if you guys read Texas Monthly like I do. It's a great, great magazine. Daniel Vaughn, one of our friends, we've had him on the podcast before. You know, every 3 years, I believe it is, they release the top 50 barbecue joints in Texas. And if they're the top 50 in Texas, it only stands to reason they are the top 50 in the world, right? Because we have the best barbecue in the world. And that's what the list was titled. But they just, in the November issue of Texas Monthly, released the top 25 new and improved barbecue joints in Texas. So I think this was a way to give a nod to the people who did not make the top 50 and kind of squeeze in an extra list here. But I'm going through it, and there's some awesome ones. And the craziest thing is most of these have opened within the past, I'd say, 3 years. You've got like Micklewaith in Austin opened in 2012. Terry Black's Barbecue, you know, related to Black's and Lockhart, but not the same. Oh, Highway 29 Barbecue in Bertram.
Oh, yeah.
That place is awesome. Mm-hmm. One of our good Corey Thibodeau from my hometown down there in Port Neches, Texas. It's crazy because you look through all of these and this right here just confirms the fact that we are living in a barbecue boom. I mean, Killen's Barbecue, Friedman's Barbecue. There's like all these ones that I've heard of. I haven't made it to all of them because I would have to have been eating nothing but barbecue the past 2-3 years, which I've eaten a good bit of my share of barbecue, but not
yes,
this much.
You have.
My gosh. Houston. Well, I just feel like, I mean, of course, barbecue is more popular than it has ever been. And as a result, businesses are going to flock in on the craze, but these guys are legit barbecue joints. I mean, it ain't easy to run a barbecue place. And I really feel like a lot of them are kind of using that sort of method that Aaron Franklin kind of, he didn't revolutionize it because barbecue's been around for 100 years. But for some reason, and somehow through an act of our divine Lord up high, Aaron Franklin was able to take brisket to another level. And those methods that he used have sort of been copied by a bunch of other places. And brisket now in the state of Texas is on a whole nother level, which is crazy to think of because brisket's always been good, but now it's just insane. And so a lot of these places are, you know, using that same those same methods. So if you want Franklin quality barbecue but don't want to wait in a 2-hour line, then grab the newest Texas Monthly. What about you, Todd? What have you found in Texas?
You know, there are a couple things that jumped out to me that I thought were pretty interesting. First of all, was reading, and there was an onion truck. So a truckload full of onions flipped, crashed, caught on fire. Nobody was injured. But the weird thing is that as it's burning and the smell of onions is everywhere, it actually happened in Bushland, Texas, at the intersection of the major highway and Frying Pan Road.
I think that was planned. That guy was going to wreck this truck, and he's like, Frying Pan Road, no better time. Light these puppies on fire. That's so nuts.
Just one of those random things that happens in Texas that you read about.
Free and, sauteed onions on every burger.
Right? There you go.
Serving
and
Bushland?
The other one was interesting was by Plano, that a guy hit a deer.
Okay.
And first of all, bad, not a cool situation to be in.
Yeah, deer.
Nobody was injured except for the deer. But the deer actually went through the windshield and landed in the back seat.
What? Alive? Dead?
Dead.
Oh, gross.
But it was just like in the back
seat.
Just talk about just
sprawled out.
A stroke of luck. And just
and it the missed
weird
the driver
thing.
Is the craziest thing.
Missed the driver, went right through the windshield in the backseat.
Dude, that could have killed. I've heard of people dying with, you know, impacting deer. Man, that's gross. I've heard of buzzards coming through the front windshield. You know, everybody's been driving on a Texas highway, and there's some buzzards eating a raccoon in the middle of the road or a deer. And you get closer, you're like, these are going to fly away. And you get a little closer, and you go, no, now they're really going to fly away. Wait. No, they better fly away right now. And like at the last second, they take off. But I've heard of buzzards not being so quick and flying up just in time to come through the windshield. Oh,
I've never seen
time.
That.
I've never seen it, but
I've had the occasional like pigeon when you're driving on a bridge and it pops over the side of the bridge and can't quite get the height fast enough.
Oh.
And it goes into the front grill of your car and it's just feathers everywhere.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Not fun.
The worst thing I've ever hit on the highway, I wasn't driving, but was a pregnant cow. Black Angus. It exploded. Luckily, we were in a big van. No one was hurt except for the van and of course, the cow. It was bad.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, moving on, another thing in Texas. Brenham Bluebell back online.
Whoop.
Back online. So I assume the supply of Bluebell will keep coming. They've got all their issues worked out. They're figuring it out. We're not going to have Listeria ice cream anymore, hopefully. But the 70 people they furloughed, back employed. They laid a lot more off, not rehiring yet, but they did bring back their furloughed employees. No tours for the moment, so day trippers, settle down. It will come back in a little while. We'll be able to go back to Brenham and get some ice cream. But we'll, for the time being, we have to wait for that ice cream to come to us.
So the Bluebell that's been in the store thus far since they've come back has been from another state. Is that right?
That's right. Alabama, as I understand it.
Bama.
Bama ice cream.
Wow. As Texans, do we have a whole new respect for Alabama because they brought our beloved Bluebell back to us?
Yes, we thank them. We still don't like their football team, but we thank them dearly for resupplying us with Bluebell while we're down. Like a good comrade to jump in our time of need. To carry us on their shoulders through the Bluebell famine of 2015. All right.
So, you know, speaking of other states and stuff, HEB recently launched an online ordering system.
What?
Which is really a big deal. And I read about this on the HEB website and got an email from them as well and was reading through this. And then Texas Monthly put an article out. And I've never heard this phrase before, Texpats. So obviously misplaced Texans can now go online and order their favorite Texas goods.
Sweet.
And you do not have to load up your suitcase with your Texas stuff on the way back. Now you can order it and get it shipped to you. And it's got all kinds of good stuff in there. The salt, your Salt Lick dry rub is in there. You've got your Sweet Leaf original tea, which
not
is
bad.
Local as well. Get your Whataburger ketchups. and Franklin's Espresso barbecue sauce.
Okay.
As well.
Very
nice.
There's
a ton of stuff you can
get
out
here.
Wait,
are these like little curated boxes, or you get to put whatever you want in it?
No, you just go shop them with the shopping cart.
These things are available.
These are individual things that are available that you can go pick and have shipped.
For expats.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. See, that's why I could never live outside of Texas, because I would go to the grocery store weekly and cry. Like, oh, let me just go and buy some whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin barbecue sauce or Bluebell, and they wouldn't have it, and I'd be left with Blue Bunny or something.
Now, if we can figure out how to get Bluebell shipped to those individuals.
Hey, man, they can ship anything these days.
You're right.
They can ship anything.
They can ship you a frozen pizza out of Chicago to here and make it.
What? Really?
You can get pizza
shipped.
I know
Rudy's ships briskets, so Rudy's is already shipping
Isn't
briskets.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's awesome. All right, man, so... Before we jump into Christmas lights, I want to thank another one of our partners, Abilene Convention and Visitors Bureau. The city of Abilene, if you haven't seen our Abilene episode, it is available on our website. But if you're looking for Christmassy stuff to do, Abilene has a ton of it. There are lights all over the city. They're doing Christmas parades. Santa's going to be showing up. So if you live out there in big country or you're looking for sort of a Texas-y getaway, please check out AbileneVisitors.com. There seems to be a whole lot going on up there in big country for the season. And yeah, get on up there and see it. I'll be heading through Abilene here in about a month on my way out. So I'm gonna do that myself.
On your way out to?
Big Spring. I guess I'm gonna go through Abilene. I hadn't really looked on a map. I like to just wing it. It's like, I'll just head west toward the setting sun. I'll get there eventually.
You know, so I'm like a Google Maps person, and having been on the road with Jet numerous times for the show, Jet just truly does wing it. it's sort of like we get this little map thing going, and there's not really directions, and it's just sort of Jet going, hey, this might be a cool road to go down. Let's go back road. Let's skip the highway and
cut this
direction.
The Google machine is a liar. The other day, it told us that, like, going the back roads was going to be 45 extra minutes. That was a lie. You think the Google CEO's down here driving through Texas and knows? No way.
No, they probably don't, but still.
Never trust the Google. Trust your Boy Scouts sense. That's what they taught me in Boy Scouts, at least. All right, so AbileneVisitors.com. But let's jump in to the main content. It's Christmas time.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Thank you, Santa. Maybe we should have had Santa on this podcast. But one of my absolute favorite things to do for Christmas time, and yes, it's because I'm a big kid, and also because I have kids now, and seeing the wonder in their eyes as they look out the window is my favorite thing, Christmas lights. I love going. Mm-hmm. I can't say it's my absolute favorite thing, but it's one of them for sure. We drive our neighborhood multiple times a week, seeing the same Christmas lights we've seen a dozen more times, but... There's just something about seeing lights. Just it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And in Texas, we go big with everything, and we go big with Christmas lights. So what we're going to do is kind of go through, give you guys some ideas on where to go and enjoy the lights and sounds and smells of the season, mainly the lights. So I'm going to go ahead and kick this off. One of my absolute favorite places to enjoy Christmas lights has to be the Texas Hill Country. Touring the trail of lights that takes you from about Burnet to Fredericksburg. But what we like to do is we load up our car as, let's say, about 4 p.m. It's getting kind of dusky, maybe a little bit before that. Start in Burnet, right? Burnet County. And they're putting a ton of more lights on their courthouse this year.
Really?
Burnet is stepping up their game because they're competing with all those other ones. And
seems to be this little unspoken competition that goes on with these small towns and the courthouses.
Oh, it absolutely
they're
is.
They're raising money all year long to be able to fund, because it's not that cheap. I was talking to some people in Georgetown. It's not a cheap undertaking
to
put
lights. No, I think
to light
our square for the season is about $60,000,
mm-hmm,
in electric bills. Oh, and manpower,
and manpower to put them up.
To put those things up.
Yeah.
Well, they wrap every little twig of the trees, so mm-hmm, makes sense. So we start in Burnet. Then we wind our way down to, and Burnet's one of those, you stay in your car, but you circle the square. Then you go down to Marble Falls, and right there on Lake Marble Falls, they have the Trail of Lights, and it is awesome. You just get out, wander through it, usually someone there with hot cocoa, the music. Then we keep going down to Johnson City, see that courthouse. And then also the Pernalis Electric Co-op, which puts 2 million lights on like a few trees. You walk underneath them, it feels like daytime. You got this big, beautiful canopy of trees. There's people out there with hot cocoa, carolers.
Stands the reason that the electric company could probably make it look like daylight at night.
I know. So the electric company probably cost them a little less than $60,000. I mean, when you own the electricity, yeah, you can afford to do stuff like that. And so Pernalis Electric Co-op, I mean, just beautiful, beautiful. Then we go down to Fredericksburg and see their big giant. Oh, what is it? It's the spinning... it's not a glockenspiel, it's one of those German things that's wooden, the little people go around and around, it's got the helicopter at the top, you light the candles, it spins the helicopter. Clark in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation knocked one over.
You know, I should know this because I spent 3 years in Germany and we had those every year.
What are they called?
I'm drawing a blank.
He's trying to Google it. It doesn't really matter, but they have a big one that's like 25 feet tall or 15 feet tall, something like that. But they have an ice skating rink, all kinds of lights, and then... we usually have dinner in Fredericksburg or in Johnson City, wherever, I can't remember. But we turn back around, wind our way back up to Burnet, and we're back home. So that is like a full evening day trip in itself. It's absolutely wonderful. I love doing that. What about you, Todd?
Do you have favorite places that you stop along the way to get either refills of hot chocolate or something that's kind of a festive
drink?
By the
time you drink hot chocolate at every one of those, you're so jacked on sugar, you don't need any more hot chocolate. but I will say this past time we went and ate at the Pecan Street Brewing Company in Johnson City. That's where we had dinner, which is awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice. So, you know, one of my favorite things, I grew up in San Antonio. And there's two things we would do usually for Christmas. First of all, the Riverwalk. I mean, that's just a given that the Riverwalk becomes magical when it's Christmas. You know, all year long they have the Riverwalk. The trees are wrapped in the white lights and stuff. But when it comes for Christmas, they completely amp it up. Not only do they add some colored lights, and you've got the boats that get wrapped as they go around. You got people on the boats that are caroling, and just brings the whole season the feel to it. They also string extra lights down the bridges that cross over the river, but they also add the luminaries.
Oh,
and
cool.
That is really a fun thing to see. So they get those little paper bags and line the Riverwalk with the luminaries, and that's just gorgeous. It's just wonderful.
I need to go down there. I mean, the Riverwalk looks beautiful pretty much year-round, but I can only imagine that what they do on Christmas. I can't believe I've never been there for Christmas time.
You're missing out. It is wonderful.
Yeah, I need to go.
And the other thing that we do growing up is out to Windcrest. So it's a neighborhood out in San Antonio area that's known for just going nuts. Like, everybody goes Griswold style for this. So
Griswold
and
style.
And so it's a neighborhood that's known. It's over the east part of San Antonio that goes all out for Christmas.
You serious, Clark? then, all right, this one bears mentioning. This one may be the most famous Christmas light park in the state of Texas. Santa's Wonderland in Bryan College Station. Have you ever heard of it, Todd?
I never have.
Yeah, I've driven through it, and it is a light machine on steroids, overdosed on hot chocolate.
And sugar.
Yeah, that's right. If you could put all those things into a snowman, that's what this is. And it's awesome. So it's 37 acres. You stay in your car. You drive through it. But it looks like now they're Texifying it with a mechanical bull, dueling fiddle performances, and Tex Kringle synchronized light show. That sounds awesome.
That does.
That is a drive-through park. So, you know, a lot of people, you could drive through different towns. You could drive through different neighborhoods. This one is a whole park that you drive through. It's awesome. Which also reminds me of the one they do up at Blora outside of Belton. That one should be mentioned. Kind of a similar thing, but on a smaller scale. What else?
I'm going to throw out, too. So, you know, Texas Highways and Texas Monthly have got some great articles with some lists of lights to go see.
Yes, our great friend Jordan Briel, Texas Monthly staff writer.
Two-time guest on our podcast.
That's right. She wrote an awesome one called The Lights Fantastic. You can find that online.
And, you know, recently we were filming in San Angelo and really enjoyed San Angelo. It was a pretty cool little town to go shoot in and stuff. And they've got a big Christmas celebration going on as well. And they've got their own little version of the Riverwalk down there, too, that they light up. And so, and appropriately, it's called the Concho Christmas celebration.
That's good. That's one of the coolest things about San Angelo. It has a river going right through the middle of town.
Yeah.
And a really good hike and bike type trail.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mini Austin hike and bike.
Yep.
Oh, cool. The we're gonna jump over to the east side, northeast side, in fact. We were just talking about Sulphur Springs, but this is Marshall. And Marshall does something called the Wonderland of Lights. It's been a really big deal since 1987, and now they're doing it bigger and better than ever. 400 lighted displays, cooking demos in Santa's workshop and Miss Claus's kitchen. Dude, Miss Claus makes some mean cookies.
Oh yeah.
And then ice rink. You can go. It looks like you can go in a ice skate there. That's pretty awesome. So that one, got to throw that one out. And then our hometown, good old Georgetown. The lighting of the square is going to happen the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And from that moment until probably New Year's, the whole square is lit up. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Drop some trees down on the courthouse lawn and light some trees that are already there. It makes great photo ops for sure.
You're not lying. Oh, it's cool. It's cool. And then, we have to mention Zilker Park. Trail of Lights, Zilker Park.
Yeah, that's had like a little bit of a troubled past.
I think it's back now for good. But that big canopy, the tunnel you walk through as you go.
Oh, yeah.
And then spinning under the tree until you barf on yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a Christmas tradition right there. Oh, man, that's cool. And I found one that's similar in Grand Prairie called Prairie Lights. They do the tunnel. It's a big deal right there in the DFW area. And if you're talking DFW for Christmas time, you absolutely have to mention Grapevine.
Yes.
Am I right? Or
just
am I right?
Because they're the Christmas capital of Texas?
That's definitely part of it. but the whole town is just goes nuts mm-hmm. for Christmas. But the Gaylord Texan, which is one of their big hotels and convention centers, it is like Disneyland of lights around Christmas time. You go in, I forget the number, millions and millions of lights, but you don't have to be staying there. Go see the Christmas lights. They've got, you know, Texas-sized Santa boots that wouldn't even fit in a normal-sized room, the Christmas tree. The Gaylord Texan is amazing at Christmas time. Absolutely amazing.
You know, another one that's worth mentioning, too, is down in Galveston. So the whole Strand District area,
yeah,
that thing just comes alive for Christmas as well. And so not just are you going to get the lights and all of that, but you've got, once you mentioned Dickens on the Strand.
Yeah.
And then if you just go a little bit down the way from there, you're going to then be able to go to the Moody Gardens. And the Moody Gardens up and goes all out for Christmas.
Do
as
they?
Well.
Oh, I love Moody Gardens just year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Also on Jordan's list, I'll just mention this, is the Christmas Garden of Lights in Amarillo. Never been up there, but that sounds amazing. Looks like the Texas Motor Speedway does a drive-through lights area.
That would be interesting.
I wonder if you get to drive the track. Probably not. It's probably in the parking lot.
That would be very cool, though.
Would that be
awesome? Can you imagine taking the F1 track in Austin and doing that?
The lights go by at 150 miles an hour. Like, not exactly slowing down and enjoying it.
Promoters at F1, if you're not doing this, we recommend it. Do a high-speed light tunnel on the track.
Yes, please, please. Man, and then I think we've mentioned it in the past, but 37th Street in Austin is kind of one of those classic places to go. But it's not as big and over the top as it used to be.
No.
I remember when I was in college and people used to just... You remember when Christmas lights came in these little plastic containers and you clicked every Christmas light? You had to unclick every Christmas light.
Yes.
They were all separate. People just took a staple gun, took those, didn't even take it out of the plastic, and just staple gunned them to the side of their house. It was awesome.
It was back in the day when you really had more of the hippie concentration down there in
37. Austin is a lot less hippie than it used to be.
Because wasn't Mangia's Pizza was across the street from that? You get a slice of pizza, you hit Amy's ice cream, get your hot chocolate, drop your car off at Groovy Lube. Just kidding. And you can walk or drive it, but really, those that were driving that street were looked kind of frowned upon. It was really meant to
walk. Yeah, you could
walk.
And a lot of people opened their backyard up and just kind of wander in.
And took the whole display all the way through the backyard and circled the house.
Yeah, they'd have a thermos of apple cider, and you're like, what's in this? Is this laced with something? The lights will dance, I promise. Just eat it. Oh, man.
But they went crazy because they actually strung them across the street between the trees from the neighbors' houses.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't just individual
homes.
And
they used to build that T-Rex out of tinfoil. I don't know if that's still there or not.
I don't know.
I saw one time it was a T-Rex full of tinfoil. Like, it was over the top. But I think too many college kids have moved into those houses. And it's not the old stalwart hippies that knew what they were doing. And the college kids, let's be honest, they don't plan a whole lot, and then a lot of them take off for Christmas.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So not quite what it used to be. Man, like, there is Christmas stuff to do really all around the state of Texas. We're going to post some links in the comments of this podcast on our blog. So if y'all want ideas to plan another trip, please go to thedaytripper.com and you can find out all kinds of stuff. But there really is. There's stuff everywhere. It's just a wonderful time of year. I would say the most wonderful time of the year.
I don't know, to be cliche, maybe. Oh, maybe.
I was hoping you had that sound effect.
Christmas is nothing more than a humbug.
Oh, boo, get out of here, Scrooge. Was that Richie? Was Richie back in here?
My bad.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes. Yes. So now we're getting to a point, the Texas Music Minute. And we're going to welcome again Breanne Wagner, music director of KJ97 in San Antone.
And I'm not partial because she's my daughter.
Welcome to the Day Tripper Music Minute. Now, I actually work at KJ97, a radio station in San Antonio, and one of my favorite things that I get to do there is not only play those Texas country artists that we all know and love, like the Eli Young Band, the Josh Abbott Band, Randy Rogers, Wade Bowen, and more. I also get to play some of those local Texas country artists, and one of my favorite bands over the last few years has got to be Mario Flores and the Soda Creek Band. Now, they got their start in 2007. They actually formed together in Helotes, Texas. The band released a few CDs since they came out. They've actually had some pretty big success with all their music as well. Let's see, they've got 4 number one songs. They have actually just picked up their 5th top 5 song with this gem right here. Take a listen. It's called Beer Time.
Bottles or cans, any way that you drink it, it sure feels good in your hand. It's all good down on the river or at your favorite bar, just chilling on the boat or just sitting in your backyard. It's always better when it's beer time. It goes good with sunlight, neon lights or sunshine. It's real good at keeping you cool.
Now, Beer Time is available on their Almost Famous album. It came out in February. They also have songs like Love's Done Got Me, Got a Bad Feeling, Love Me Some Mario Flores and the Soda Creek Band. And like I said earlier, they do perform all over Texas, but earlier this year, they had the chance to actually co-perform in Paris, which is a huge deal from a group of guys from Helotes, right? Big kudos to them. You can keep up to date about where they're going to be. There's all sorts of places you can find them, of course, on YouTube. They do have their own YouTube channel. You can go to their Facebook page, Twitter page, and their website is marioflorezmusic.com. That does it for me. It's Bree with KJ. You can always keep up to date with what I'm doing at BreeKJ97 is my Twitter handle. And you can go to our website too, KJ97. I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thanks, Bree. Now, questions from the back seat.
Eric Cossey sent us a message and wanted to know, we've heard this before about when we're coming to Tyler, Texas.
Oh, when
Tyler's like
Tyler,
been on our
Texas
radar. We've even had an intern that's pitched a Tyler episode to us. I think Tyler was even in the running for the viewer's choice
as
well.
It definitely was.
And so we seem to be avoiding Tyler, much like Dallas. But what are your thoughts?
Since I'm the one who makes those decisions. No, Tyler is one of those. I love Tyler. I've been there a bunch of times. You know, Tyler roses are famous. So it's not one of those that you can say, let's go do a Tyler episode this weekend, because we want to go when the roses are blooming. They've got this amazing rose garden, the Tyler Rose, Earl Campbell. So there's a whole lot of storytelling there. But of course, you can go to Tyler any time of year, but we want to make an episode when it's at its most beautiful. And that would be rose season, which happens twice. And I feel like we're always so busy. And like, we'll film it next time. And then it passes. My advice to Mr. Earl Causey. Wonder if he's related to Earl Campbell. This might be Earl Campbell's nickname, his little alias. If you want Tyler to move up on the list, you're going to need to vote for it in our Viewer's Choice Award, which is going to launch in the new year. We're going to open up the voting for about 4 to 6 weeks. And then close it off in whatever destination you guys pick, we are going to go. We've already had episodes in Georgetown because of viewer's choice.
Yep.
We had episode in Tomball because of viewer's choice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always been some others that are up there in the running that it could be their year.
There's a blank spot on the season 7 shirt.
That's
just
right.
Just awaiting your name.
We're waiting for your city there, Errol. Get old Tyler up in there. All right, that was our only question. So now we move on to fan rants and feedback.
Hey, Day Tripper, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh my goodness, it's the Day Tripper. We love your show.
Huh?
All right, great last so, one. Yeah, so what, the first who one, do we hear from?
The first one comes from Nalita Spurrell. And she sent us a note about the Rockport and Fulton episode. And here's the note that
good
we got
episode,
from her on
episode.
Facebook. And it was a great episode. It was fun dressing up as a woman again. So here's her comment. Please edit your video about Rockport Fulton, the part where you encourage visitors to feed the birds and wildlife with human food. It's not seen with good eyes by many people in the conservation field working hard to educate the public to help us keep this place awesome. Besides that, great show.
That's right. We were there eating a po' boy, and we had extra French fries. And those seagulls wanted those extra French fries badly. And they looked so cute.
They were awfully close to us as you were eating.
We just couldn't tell them no. No, I know it's not good to feed animals human food. Those seagulls just wanted it too bad. And well, we were there, and the second that was in the show, I go, we're going to hear about that one. And we did. So we apologize. We cannot go back and re-edit the episodes, unfortunately. But, you know, we definitely shouldn't feed the seagulls. But from the looks of it, we are not going through a lack of seagulls in the state of Texas. If you've noticed, they're not anywhere near the endangered species list. Not that I don't want what's best for all animals, because I do. So, sorry. We apologize, but we can't fix it now. But we will watch that going forward.
And the next comment came from Vicky Wood Hinojosa from Granbury. Here's her comment. Your bloopers from the Granbury episode was a total turnoff. And then she quotes, Dodge Dually pickups ruining the environment. Didn't take you for a tree hugger.
Oh, well, you know, okay, so for those that have watched the Granbury bloopers, what happened was we were in the middle of filming and the loudest truck on the planet drove by and basically ruined the shot for a few seconds. And I said, I worked it in that whatever, I was talking about John Wilkes Booth and I was like, and then it was ruined by trucks that don't care about the environment. And this truck was ridiculous. I mean,
it was
ridiculous. And so, am I a tree hugger? Not really. Am I an environmentalist? Absolutely. Do I think the environment's more important than jacking up your truck to where it looks cool? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I try to be a good steward of the earth. Sorry that we offended you, but that's true. That guy did not care about the environment. Would you agree with that, Todd?
I would agree with that. I think there is a line that you cross, and quite a few people cross that line.
Yeah.
And it's not about being a tree hugger. It's really about caring for the environment and for the earth that God's given us. And I want my grandkids and their kids to be able to enjoy the Texas that we love right now.
Yeah. And I understand people need big trucks to do work on the ranches. That's totally fine. If you've got a need for a big truck, I've got to drive a big car because I got a big family and a crew we got to haul around. And so, of course, you know, sometimes it's not just miles per gallon, it's people per gallon. I can move all six of my mm-hmm. people in our Tahoe, so I need a bigger car. And you know, to your point, you got to balance all things. I'm not going to get there, you know, put a big nasty exhaust pipe off of my truck just because I think it looks cool. That's not a good decision.
No.
Anyway, let's read a good one. This comes from Joshua Boyton. He says, dude, your show is the perfect blend of goofy info and history. Finally, a travel show that I can say, hey, I can go do that. Hey, Josh, thanks for saying that, man, because that's exactly the point. The show was created out of a need for local travel content. There's so much telling us what to do when we go to Rome, and let's face it, most of us will only go to Rome once in our lifetime, but these things that we put on the show are just right in your own backyard. You can go do them, and that's the point. Hopefully, we're making a show that inspires you guys to travel more. Like I've said from the beginning, I don't want to make TV that encourages you to watch TV. I want to make TV that encourages you to watch less TV.
That's probably the biggest compliment we can get from the viewers is them sharing that they watched an episode and then either later that day, that weekend, the following weekend, they packed up the family in the car and took off and went to go experience that.
Absolutely.
That's huge.
Absolutely. Yep. So anyway, thank you, Josh. And of course, we get tons of good viewer feedback. Here's another one of a guy talking about last year's podcast. I think it was your Meanwhile in Texas that the Norwegians are using Texas.
That was Kelly. Kelly mentioned that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Norwegians now use Texas as slang word to mean crazy. Like, that's so Texas. And I think it comes from the fact that we're all insane, out of whack, Wild West, you know, oh, that's so Texas, like so crazy. Man, it got really Texas in there.
I resemble that. I mean, yeah. resent that.
I think it's kind of cool. But one of our viewers was talking to one of his friends from Norway, and the friend said, yeah, that's exactly what it means. Like, Wild West, we use that. Like, yeah, that's so Texas. He said, at least you're not from Hawaii. Like, huh? Wait, what does that mean? And he explained. He said, whenever you play a team sport without a strategy or a plan, where everyone is on their own, well, that's referred to as Hawaii. Like, oh man, that's so Hawaii. Like,
wow.
you go into something with absolutely no plan on how you're going to execute. And in football, it's like, I don't care, just get open. Or in business, you say, like, we're just going to wing this. Yeah, that's very Hawaii. Well, I guess it's kind of like, hang ten, brah. You know, just feel the good vibes, brah.
Wait a minute. Brah sounds like it's sort of New Zealand or Australian mixed in with
you. Brah is totally Hawaiian. Brah. So they, you got Texas and Hawaii. I'm going to start using those in my vernacular every day.
So next time we pull up to a spot on the show and we don't really know what we're doing, I'll just look at you and say, dude, it's Hawaii this one.
Let's Hawaii this. Yeah, we're going to start Hawaiiing episodes. And when you're Hawaiiing something, it's going to get Texas. I mean, you know? Because you're already in a Hawaii situation. It's going to get Texas.
Sometimes we should talk about some of the weird phrases and sayings we have for things on the show.
We've got so many.
It's always funny watching the expression on people's face when we walk in and Richie goes, we're going to Marfa lights this.
Oh, we've got all kind of stuff.
And everyone looks like, what?
We're going to Marfa lights this. We're going to Mikey V's this. We're going to all kinds of stuff that we've got going on. Anyway, well, guys, of course, that concludes our, you know, fan rants and feedback. Thank you, guys. If y'all want to give us any feedback, please email me, chet@thedaytripper.com. Hit us up on social media or email podcast@thedaytripper.com. And I got to let you guys know, we got a lot of cool new stuff in the Day Tripper General Store. It is Christmas. We got all kinds of Texas gifts that you can get that special someone in your life. We got shirts. We just added a new calendar. We were getting youth shirts back. We have a ton of stuff. Of course, our travel mugs, our pint glasses, our coffee cups. We got cool water bottles for the outdoorsy types there. If you're a day tripper and want to take a day tripper water bottle somewhere in the world, Nalgene's, good stuff.
And the new hat that David Crowder wore.
Oh, the new hat that David Crowder wore. That's right. Anyway, go to daytrippergeneralstore.com or go to the Day Tripper and click on shop. But anyway, that concludes our podcast for the day. Thank you so much to Hat Creek Burger Company. Remember, go get yourself a Day Tripper taco. The Abilene Convention and Visitors Bureau. They got a lot of stuff going on, not just in Christmas time, but throughout the year. Get on up there to Abilene, find something. And then Magic Room Studios here in Georgetown, where we are recording. And I should mention that Mixmaster Mark in there behind the controls plays Santa.
And a very good Santa.
He looks like Santa.
All year round.
Santa, he's Merlin the Wizard. He's a magician. He's a musician. I mean,
Jack of all trades.
Seriously, Jack of all trades. But anyway, you can hunt down Mark somewhere in the Austin area for Christmas, I'm sure. But that's it for December. Join us next time, our January podcast. We will be talking about Texas bucket list items. All those things. As you're planning your new year, What is it in Texas that you've got to see this year? You put it off this long, 2016's the year that you're going to knock that out. So anyway.
So travel resolutions for the new year.
Absolutely. All right. So thank you guys so much for joining us. Mr. Todd, it was a pleasure. Mr. Richie, Ms. Kelly, sorry we missed y'all. I think, of course, via con Dios, but also Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, guys.
God bless you guys.